Hello and welcome to Awareness of the Soul with your host Vincent Sandy. Hello, welcome wherever you are in the world, Bangkok, Italy, US, England. Thank you for listening to this great show. Thank you for making this show so great, because without you this show would not be so great. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for everything. Thank you for your support. I'm here every week at 10 p.m. Pacific, BBS Radio. And in Bangkok is the day after. It's Sunday. It's 12 o'clock. The sun is high in the sky, so we have different timings. But this is a great thing because this is the beauty of it. We are connecting all the world at once. How? Through yogic techniques that will enhance your life, metaphysical principles to follow to change your life as long as you are attuned to your true essence. And then you're going to discover in this radio show, Awareness of the Soul, how to be aware of your soul, how to be in tune with your essence, how to use metaphysical and mystical techniques. They're scientifically proven, especially as viewed from the angle of the Kriya Yoga tradition explained by Paramahansa Yogananda. And through that, we're going to take charge of our lives from any level, multidimensional life, holistic way of living. And this is the great thing that I would like to share with you through my own little small experience, through my studies, and through what I've seen in people. What I've seen here, I'm here on a fantastic, beautiful Thai island teaching yoga. I'm at the yoga retreat teaching. And what I can see is that when people are ready for change, when people are ready for change, listen to this, because you might be ready for change and you think that you have to go through incredible struggles, but this is not the case most of the time. Most of the times, people are ready for change because they know it, that something is about to happen, and what they need is that small necessary realignment to get everything flow in the right direction. And people think, oh my God, I still have so many things to do. I have to do this and that and that. I'm not worth doing that. Or maybe I am worth it, but I don't know how to get in. They get really strong and arrogant. They put all that sort of Martian energy into what they're doing. And what it is that they're actually getting is something smaller than what they would get instead if they allow themselves to relax and get aligned with the source. And I've noticed that because, for example, in the last group that I had over here, and that it was amazing. I mean, one person was desperately looking for a job. And after this yoga retreat, during this yoga retreat, she had 3 proposals in one day. Another one had a confirmation of a job she was waiting for day after, and another one got a big change in her lives, And after this yoga retreat finished, she went back home and she found a life change. The answer she was looking for, it's an amazing opportunity she had for her life. It was there waiting for her. Isn't it incredible? I'm not saying that the yoga retreat made it all. I mean, these people were ready for the change. Something was already happening within them. But bringing things into a certain alignment made it happen. In other words, you might have the great seeds for your life, the great things that would make a beautiful tree, right? But if the ground is not fertile enough, is not watered enough, then those seeds would die. Or it would take such a long time before you could see it grow in a proper way, and maybe because they've not been watered properly, they will not grow up in a, you know, beautifully as you would expect. And this is what we do here. We realign people so that whatever it is that the life is trying to offer them, it gets delivered. It's amazing. So please note down, write a note about, just write down these numbers so that you can remember them, and give me a call here online, on air, now on BBS Radio. And the number for U.S. is still free, is 877-876-5227, 877-876-5227. This is for U.S. only, toll free. For U.S., and Canada. You can call toll-free, 888-815-9756. And again, 888-815-9756. Or you can call the direct line dialing the international code for U.S., which is 001, and then 530-876-3222. Let me say that again, 001-530-876-3222. Remember that you can come to my website, www.joycelestial.com. Joy like the joy that we can receive from the divine, celestial like celestial joy. joycelestial.com. And once you get there, you can write your name, you can send me an email, write me an email, or you can just get plenty of access to plenty of things that we have online right now. Free account. Open your free account to audio, book excerpts, techniques. And there are two techniques there that I explain. One is the Hong Sao technique for meditation, and another one is a technique that will allow you to communicate with the divine through the language of the soul. And I think that these two techniques together are great. Especially, you know, if you have your own practice already, if you have your own meditation practices already, okay, you can use your own meditation technique and then use the technique for the communication with the divine. And what I want to say, these techniques are not just mere imagination. We stimulate centers and then we refine our perception of the divine so that we can communicate through that language, the language of the soul, directly with God and receive His answer. And I know some people are not familiar with this word God, or they don't like it. That's fine. Use whatever you like for greater intelligence, higher self, whatever it is that it makes you feel comfortable. Choose the word you want. But remember, we're not alone in this world. This is part of what I want to say. We are not alone in this world. It is ourselves in communion and in harmony with the universe around us. When we're not trying to force ourselves onto nature, we will live naturally, isn't it? Today I want to talk about contentment. Contentment is one of the most important things that a yogi, but also in every person, might have. Contentment is about being happy today, here and now, so that we can experience the highest joy of God. The highest joy is derived from that, and allow also the alignment with the universe and the divine to happen naturally without us trying to make it done at any cost. I would suggest give a chance to yourself to stop and release yourself from anxieties, understanding that freedom is there, what you need is probably already there. Now, contentment is one of the things that everyone is looking for. And let me tell you, we think that even if we might have the 10% more in our lives, then things would be better. For example, people are working, they have a job, and they say, well, you know, if I would get paid only that much more, that would make a real difference in my life. And how many people have said that? Then they got the pay rise, and they realized they would need 10% more. Or this house, it's beautiful. If only I could have that blue sofa that I saw yesterday, then this house would be amazing and incredibly comfortable. Then to get the sofa, there's always something else. That 10% more that we want is the longing of your own character, of your own personality, of your own ego, of your own self to expand into infinity. That longing is present there, but because we cannot see the real nature of our longing, which is a nature of recommuning with the universe, we expect it, we think that it is in relation to what we can see, to what we can get here in this material world only. But we don't realize, or we don't consider, because it is hard to forget, it is easy to forget, sorry, we don't consider that we're not just a body. We have a body, a mind, a soul, spirit, the spark of the divine within ourselves, And contentment is the part of ourself that is in tune with blissful joy. The joy that comes naturally as we stay in touch with ourselves, with the great source that comes directly from the rays of God and from that spark within ourselves that is that ray that comes from God as expressed through our own individual selves in this life. We have to understand one thing, which is really important. You might have anything you want in this life, the blue sofa, the 10% pay rise, whatever you're looking for, but without inner joy, without the joy that is within you, without a sort of contentment that is already present, any kind of fulfillment that is outside of yourself, the sofa, the pay rise, the holiday, whatever, is not possible. You need to have, you see, that inner joy within yourself first, so that you can experience real joy in your life. And this sounds like a little bit of a contradiction. Say, well, if I have the joy, why am I looking for it? You know, or something like, if I had it already, and then there would be no need to look for that so that I can live it and express it. This is not the case. The case is that we need to choose by our intention what are the qualities that we want to affirm. And this is where our own effort comes into play. And then, from there, our life will reflect that joy. This is the only real willpower that we have. The freedom to choose, free will that everybody is talking about. This is the only free will we have. What kind of qualities we decide to express in our lives? Do we want to express joy in our lives? Then we have the choice to do so with our intention. And our free will gets down really to two choices possible. One is the choice that brings us towards the light. The other choice is the choice that brings us towards darkness. We have these two choices available. Which one are you going to choose? I would choose the joyful one. But joy, anyway, cannot be found just like there waiting for it. You have to say, I am going to joyfully express everything you do in my life, having that inner smile within yourself, in everything you do. Do everything with a sense of smiling. Start with small things. When you exercise, have the sense of smile within yourself, or rising up, looking up towards the sky, with that inner joy, that sense of going up and expand yourself, up, always more up. With that inner smile, it is simple, but still, it can give you millions of opportunities in life. And when you go to work, have the sense of inner smile within yourself, when you speak with people, when you have to do with people, have the sense of inner smile, almost as you were all children. Have the sense of inner smile, no matter what we say or do, I'm sure that within ourselves, we are so much scared about many things. Just like a child. So have that inner smile, that tenderness, and don't think that you have to go into life and grab things violently in order to make them yours. Just relax. One of the most important things in life is being able to relax and being able to express that inner joy. Then, when that happens, realize that joy is present now. Contentment is possible because joy is already present now in this moment. Another thing that really destroys our well-being, let me tell you that, is the fact that we think that we need what we want. So here there is a distinction that needs to be done right away. What is it that you want, and what is it that you need? This is so easy, and it seems so obvious, but sometimes we want things because, as I said, we think that by having them, we're going to be happy. We're going to find fantastic joy within ourselves. But that's the other way around. Find that inner joy. and you will have what you need, and it will be easier to choose what is it that you want, that you can have, but you know that anyway, nothing will ever change the state of inner joy that you have, which is a natural state and is not a made-up state, a fake state that you built upon your own ideas, points of view, desires, concepts, or ideas of how life should be because somebody else told you, because you've been educated in such a way. When you get in touch with your own true nature, of the joyful true nature within you, there is no need anymore to compare your own life with the life of anybody else. You're totally satisfied. You've found that freedom. There's nothing else to achieve. We're going to explore this a little bit more in detail. But now, what is it that you need? First of all, just have a look at your life and try to understand what is it that you really need. You need a sense of freedom, that sense that you have accomplished something when there is no achievement to be done. You don't have to show anything to anyone. There is no sense of you. There are no things that you have to give, that you have to show, no responsibilities anymore. The sense of freedom. Nothing is due anymore. Sense of peace. And also the freedom to choose whatever it is best for your life. You still want to have the sense that you really have freedom of choice. And that will come as soon as you understand that you can make only two choices possible. You always have the choice. No matter what happens, you can choose your intentions and your attitudes to go towards the light or towards darkness. If you choose it to go towards the light, you will experience the light. Then we need friends. We need people around us. We need people to whom we can share our love, to whom we can love, who we can love, and people that can love us back. We need friendships. We need relationships. We need people to talk to share simple things in our lives, and understanding new ideas, new points of view. It is really important because otherwise, what is the risk? The first risk is that we never have an idea of what is possible in this world because we get stuck only to our own mind, to our own mindset, to our own ideas. Having friends, having people around us will help us to understand that there are so many points of view, so many ideas. We will expand our consciousness and to the way that we can relate to them. If we can accept those points of view and ideas, then we can accept an expansion in our mind and in our soul. It is really important to have people around us so that we can understand what is the reality. And let me tell you another thing. If you don't have many friends right now, I'm sure, start accepting the reality of the people you see around you. Try to see them and understand what their reality might be like and accept it. Accept it as a possible reality to be lived. Soon you will open mystical doors to people, for people to come into your lives. Or even if you want better friends come from a fact, first of all, you can really appreciate their own nature. Once people feel appreciated, loved for what they are, they will give you the best they can give you. Then another thing, we need to be able to be happy. These are the real things that we need. You know, we need sense of freedom, we need relationship, we need people around us to whom we can express love and share love, accept realities and expand our own reality through the help to other people, because they help us to see realities that we could not see before. They suggest us ideas that we didn't have before. And then we want to have the ability and the chance to think beautifully about life. How many times you get up in the morning and there are so many negative thoughts going on, or anxieties. I mean, after a long time that I've been living in the city, I realized when I came here on this island that I was just relaxed enough to listen, to stay with myself, and to listen what was going on within myself. And I realized so much was going on in my mind at that moment. Then I said, no, I should relax a little more. Everything around me is so beautiful and relaxed. Why shouldn't I be like that? After all, life has put me here in this moment to make me understand that. And then I did that, practiced that, and when I came back to the city, I realized that I could live within myself a little bit more in the context of the true nature of myself. And that was great. We need to be able to think a beautiful thought, to be free, to free your mind from anxieties, worries, or to whatever is devastating, okay? So that could be, for example, thinking of beauty, thinking of love, thinking of relaxation. And no matter what the reality is around you, just relax in that feeling that everything is fantastic, everything is so relaxed, everything goes towards the light. And you will see that because you start vibrating at that level with your thought and energy, opportunities in life will present themselves to bring you, to bring life into that direction. Okay? So most of the things that we worry about are death. We're afraid to die. We're afraid the great consequences are going to happen if that person speaks not in a nice way towards ourselves. We're afraid of the huge consequences. And usually those consequences are obviously not so big because the subconscious mind has a chain of reactions that make things bigger. It seems like there's a big thing behind what's happening, but it's not like that. So we need to be able to be free from all this process. How? Just bring yourself back into the now. Realize that exactly in this moment, where you are now, listening to the show, there's nobody with a knife at your back. Hopefully. If there is, then you're in trouble. In that case, run away and defend yourself. But usually, it's not like that, isn't it? So, just relax. Realize the way you are now. You're safe. You're secure. Everything is calm and relaxed. You don't have to go anywhere else to find that calmness. You're totally embraced by that calmness in this moment. And as you realize that, you realize that you can become every day of your life, every moment of your life. And if you say, yes, it's true, but in exactly in this moment, this, that person that is causing me a problem, first of all, who's that person? Realize that he's acting from fear. As long as you're both acting and reacting from the same level, these things will go on. You're going to understand. To quarrel, to fight, you need two people. If you don't fight, the fight cannot happen. So stop fighting. Understand that whatever comes from fear, you just release it. You just work from a level of pure love and joy. Start within yourself and know that the reality around you matches what you are as a mirror start. And you need that faith to do it. And I understand that, and it will take time. But once you get it, you will find that it will be easy. You will be, and also remember, whatever problems you might be going through now, that is not forever. It is not forever. You might not have had this problem 3 months ago. And you probably will not have it in 3 months. Just relax. Understand everything from a level of love. And once you will treat that person from that level, understanding that you also don't have to be so much attached to the result that, or to whatever thing that person can give you in order to be relaxed. You don't need what this person is giving you. As long as you have freedom of thought, freedom within yourself to make a choice, you have other friendships around you. You have food. You have a place to stay. You have clothes. Then you have everything you need. And you can be happy. You can just relax and be happy. How do you be happy? Just start expressing joy in whatever you do. If you pray, do that joyfully. If you exercise, do that with an inner smile rising up. Have a feeling that everything you do will bring you up and expand you towards the sky, to a sky-like presence. That is really possible, and this is called contentment, understanding that we have all that we need, and we can be joyful right now in this moment. right now in this moment. So the first thing to do would be define your needs. What are your needs? And remember, all the rest is ego. Trying to expand. Is the longing within yourself to find expansion, to reunite with the universe, with the infinite. That is that part that is calling you to union with God, to union with the universe, to your own true nature, to your own true power. First of all, define your needs. And from there, start expanding. We have to remember, the first thing we need to do, therefore, is to relax. What if you start expanding yourself instead of trying to expand yourself through buying a new sofa or buying something else or getting a pay rise? Just try to expand yourself, experimenting with your nature. We're going to explore how to do this practically. Okay? The first thing you have to do is to relax and to stop the cycle you're in. This cycle is pure illusion. It's created by the mind. Everything is mental. Then find contentment now, and from there find your way out into expansion into the universe. And how can you do that? First of all, relax. And we can have congestions. Congestions are present within our energetic system, within our body, and energetic system, and will not allow the energy to flow positively and relax your mind and make polarization of your body into one direction. Let me explain that better. In other words, within ourselves we have energy systems. We have energy points, we have chakras, we have energetic lines. When all our lines, these lines have a direction and therefore they have a polarity. They have plus and minus, let's say. If all the plus and minus are directed upward, all the plus are directed upward, what will happen is that you will find yourself divinely aligned. And here we get into the science of yoga. If the polarities within ourselves are randomly arranged within our body, we find ourselves confused, not knowing exactly in which direction we're going, with imbalances or whatever. And some other times, the thought forms that are created by these imbalances, let's say, will stay stuck in different parts of our bodies, creating congestions. Those congestions are the causes of disease, and obviously don't let the energy flow freely. And a disease doesn't mean necessarily physical disease. Disease, let's split the word in two, is disease. Ease, not being at ease, so the energy doesn't flow at ease. What we need to do through relaxation is to allow this congestion to flow away. And a congestion are present in the body and the mind. Wherever there is a tension in your body, there is actually a congestion of energy. And that congestion can become strong. And if it becomes chronic, it is like a rock that doesn't allow the energy to flow through your body. So sometimes it is good to tense the body all at once as you breathe in and then breathe out and relax totally, releasing the tensions. So that what you're actually doing is to get all the body to a state of tension and then all the body will relax instantaneously and as you focus on the relaxation process. This is because if you do something with all the body while you have only the tension in one part of the body only, then the all relaxation that is happening in all the body will most likely help also that part of the body that is being congested. Because there's so much more power and support from all the system than in just one part. And also, most of the times, you don't know exactly which parts are, if you don't have that perception yet, those parts that are congested or tensed. So, the most important thing is to breathe in, tense hold the body from the feet up and then breathe out, releasing all tension. This is so simple, but still it can create a proper way in state of relaxation. Really important. For example, a congestion in the mind here definitely is caused by thought forms that we recycle and we live and think over and over. And these thought forms are limiting the flow of energy. Therefore, they limit our vision. How can we get rid of that? For example, first of all, as a matter of attitude, relationships and people that will help us to have a view of life that is wider. And also, sometimes we disperse our energy, we waste our energy, because the energy goes randomly from left to right, up and down, here and there. And we don't focus on anything. We are not able to focus on anything. Therefore, we disperse energy and we feel emotionally and mentally uninspired. We're not going anywhere. Instead, if we can relax enough, all these congestions that are created by gathering of thought forms or tensions in the body will just release their grasp, their grip, and we are going to let the energy flow more easily in and out. So the best way to relax is to tense the body and then let go. And do that 3 times. For example, increasing the tension is breathing to high, medium, to low, medium, and high. Breathing in and then relax it, high, medium, and low. And do that 3 times. Imagine that the first time you're actually relaxing the body. The second time, this relaxation extends onto the energetic and emotional body. The third time into your minds and ideas. And the fourth time, you are expressing the power of the universe within you. And this intention will gradually put you aligned. And of course, after that, you can start practicing your meditation technique in a much better way, because the energy will flow more easily. You will be able to experience yourself at a much deeper level. Your perception will not be so much on random thoughts if you are able to relax. But you will be able to focus your thought, your mind, on one thing, on the practice of the technique. And remember, the practice of the meditation technique is there to bring you to a state of meditation. Once that state is achieved at any moment during the practice, or at any moment in your life, then the technique is not necessary anymore. Okay? But what I would like to explore today also, because we've been talking about that very much, how can you start to expand yourself after that into your life? How can you use your life, your daily life, to expand yourself and to experience and bring the joy and contentment that you have? So, in other words, what you're doing, through relaxing, you stop the cycle you're in. Through meditation, you stop the cycle you're in. Then you have to meditate and go deeper within yourself. Meditate joyfully until you get in touch with that joy. And one thing brings the other, but it starts from you. It starts from you have to be the one from which this joy will start, and then joy will come. And after you do that, how do you bring this joy and this sense of expansion to your daily life? You have to do things in your life, don't you? Well, there are practices that you can do. First of all, let's begin with the heart center practice. After you've practiced that meditation, it is good to prepare your heart and mind to go out in life and explore life with new points of view, new vision, and new terms. Okay? So for example, after the practice of the main meditation technique, you could stay with your eyes closed, and you focus on your heart and penetrate to its center. Now, I want to guide you to this technique. Let me first remind you that you can go to my website. This is Vincent Sandy, Awareness of the Soul, on BBS Radio, every Saturday night at 10 p.m. You can go to my website, which is www.joycelestial.com. You can open your free account, which will give you access to the free material section with book excerpts, some radio archives of this show, and some recordings, some audio techniques that I record, and that section will expand in time. Give me some time. It will take time, but things will expand gradually, and I want to do that because through that section, I want to give practical methods and techniques that will help people to take charge of their lives. And one of the things that I always say is that those techniques that I explain there are not really guided journeys, are techniques. Of course, I guide you a little bit through the techniques so that you can absorb the meaning, you can absorb the directions, but then the timing of the steps, that depends on you. For example, some people might need more time of observing the breath or focusing at a certain point before they can go to the next step. And only you can know when that is the time to move to the next step. Therefore, I give you all the steps there, and I'll guide you through all the steps, but at some point you will hear me saying, do this until you feel that you're ready, and then move on. And then I move on the audio, but sometimes, you know, people might be ready to meditate for 3 hours, some other people would be ready to meditate for 5 minutes. For some people, 2 minutes is enough. So I want you to choose your own time, your own pace. Do the techniques at your own pace. Understand the practices and make them yours. So this is what I want to do through that part of the website, to help people, to give tools to people to make the techniques theirs. Okay? So let me guide you through this process. Let's close our eyes first. Sit down with your spine straight and your muscles relaxed. Try to keep your chin parallel to the floor. If you're sitting on a chair, both of the soles of the feet are on the ground, grounding you. All the balls of the feet are on the ground. Tilt your hips gently back so that you can have the natural curve of the spine. Your hands are resting, palms upward at the junction between the trunk and the legs. And relax. Have a sense of gentle upliftment at this point. Visualize a light or ask God for protection. Now, what we're going to do is to practice a little bit of the Hong Sao technique. We're going to do that very shortly. But when you do it on your own, you can do it for 5 to 10 minutes. And this is the technique. Close your eyes, looking up, relax your eyes as if you were going to sleep. But instead of looking downward, relax your eyes upward. Upward. Look up. If it's easy, you can look at the point between the eyebrows and the root of the nose. You can focus your awareness, concentration, and attention there. Or try to focus your attention on the mind's eye. You can also look up as if you were looking up at a distance on the top of a mountain and relax. Once you have that point sure within yourself, then start observing your breath from there. You will see that by looking up, thoughts are disappearing. Let them do so. Don't worry about the fact that thoughts will disappear. Just trust the fact that you're going to the true nature of yourself and start observing your breath coming in and out on its own accord from there without you trying to manipulate it. Let the breath lead you. When you're ready then, add the sound Hong as the breath goes in and Saw as the breath goes out. Hong Saw. And if there is no breath for any reason naturally, then there are no sounds. Let's meditate for some time, relaxing, going deeper into yourself, finding that every breath brings you down into your center. And as you go down into your center, you feel yourself lifted up as you observe your breath and think mentally Hong and Saw. The breath goes in and out. Relax. See how beautiful it is to stay with yourself. into relaxing the practice. As I said, you can practice this technique for 5, 10 minutes or even more. It is the highest technique of concentration. And as you breathe in, breathe out 3 times through the mouth. And now remain silent, focusing on the point between the eyebrows. Without observing the breath, without thinking the sound Hong saw, just focusing on the bond between the eyebrows and your mind's eye, relaxing in the benefits that come with the meditation. Especially, have a meaningful smile within yourself and try to relax in that inner joy we've been talking about. And now I'm going to take you through a journey, various techniques that will balance your mind and heart. The first technique, stay with your eyes closed, is called the Heart Center Technique. It's taken from my book, The Golden Jewel, Meditations for Divine Attunement. After the practice of the main meditation technique, now focus on your heart and penetrate to its center, until you can clearly perceive its essence and nature. Penetrate down deep into it. Then feel that point, that your heart, the essence of your heart, is at one with all hearts, in essence with all the same. Dip into this more and more. More and more, going down into the center. Your heart is at one with all hearts. Do that till you perceive that all your feelings, your essence, also your struggles and your joys, and your joy are at one with all hearts, everywhere. Try to make your consciousness aware of this union. Become aware, register this greater unity into your awareness so that you can bring it out during the day. But let's continue. Keep your eyes closed and let's continue to guide you to more techniques so that you can go back at times and do them whatever you want. Now we move on. After the heart center technique, to the essence of mind technique, which is similar to the heart center technique, but this time the focus is on your mind. If it helps, you might want to bring your attention inside your head, if you need a physical location, but do it gently. Don't focus on the physical matter of your head, but on the consciousness held in your mind. You might think as the mind looking into itself. This can be helpful. And perceive the essence of your mind. Perceive the essence of your mind. Perceive it. And expand this perception. Expand. Until you feel that your mind is united with all minds. Go deep down into the minds. Understanding that all thoughts, ideas, the mechanism of the mind, the way it works, worries, subconscious chains, they are common in everyone. They are at one with everyone. They all use the same mechanism. And continue to do this until you feel that your mind is at one with the mind and intelligence of the universe, which created all the minds, which includes all beings and everything in creation, all the intelligence of creation, of the minds, everyone, is present in you and in the universe all at once. And now, say to yourself, I have perceived the essence of my heart and mind. I have perceived unity in my heart and mind. And let's move on to the next meditation practice. By understanding or by experiencing and by having registered into your conscious awareness that the same heart and the same mind is in everyone, bring to your attention a person you love right there in front of you in your mind's eye. Feel how your heart and mind are the same as his or hers. Then, start transferring your attention to someone you have problems with. And feel again the hearts and minds of you two as the same. See that there is no difference. The same consciousness, the same God, the same intelligence, the same higher self, the same potential is present in both of you. But if this is still difficult to do, then bring back the person you love. Immerse yourself into the nice feeling which is present in that relationship. Then let go of the person you love. Letting all go. And transfer the same love, transfer that same love, same nice feeling to the other one. You can repeat this process many times until you feel that all hearts and minds are equally blissful and filled with love. See God in everyone. And as you breathe in, absorb all that you have learned, all that you have experienced, and breathe out. Do that again 2 times more, breathing in deeply, and then breathe out. Breathing in, and breathe out. And as you breathe in last time, open your eyes slowly to bring the benefits of these meditations into your life. And welcome back. Welcome back to Awareness of the Soul with Vincent Sundi. Every Saturday night on BBS Radio, 10 p.m., 12 a.m., 12 noon for Bangkok on Sunday. We've been talking about contentment, joy, and a way to expand ourselves, having that freedom within our hearts that will allow to get along with people, to get along with the minds of others, the ability to think things that we never thought before, to experience new way of living, to understand how we can have a vision of a new reality through the help of other people and relationships. Okay? Another thing that is really important to do now is after the meditation practices are finished, then to go up and continue to do some other kind of practices in action so that you can experiment expansion in your daily life as well. You know, just forget about that. I want you to get into a normal way of living. That means in your day of activities. So, for example, one of the techniques that is really important to understand is that by helping yourself, once you understand that everything is unified, everything is at one, okay, your heart, your mind are all at one, then you want to experience that into your daily life. How do you do that? You go out and you understand that by helping someone else, therefore, you're actually helping yourself. By being gentle to someone else, imagine that by doing that, you're actually being gentle to yourself. Therefore, saying something gently to those people there in front of you, imagine that yourself is in there. This is what Jesus said about loving thy neighbor as thyself. Go there, and because that thy neighbor is thyself, so just go there, be gentle with them and understand that you're being gentle to yourself. And do that. Just go there and do everything that is necessary. I'd better do something that will help their heart to relax from worries and stress. And see that person in front of you and ask yourself, what is this person needing right now? And do whatever you can do in order to make them find the sense of relief in their heart. Don't overdo this. Just do something simple and know that you're doing it with yourself. Doing it with yourself, for yourself, through the other person. You're really helping yourself through that person. Remember this. By doing this, there's a veil of separation that falls between you and the universe. Because we go in the world and we think we're separated, but we're not. So, by doing that exactly as if you were doing it to yourself, even though the other person is what triggers this kind of act of kindness, then you're actually making the separation, the vasal separation of your existence with the existence of someone else fall, which is great. Another technique that I really love, you know, this will help you to stay in touch with the light that is uplifting. So you just walk during day or night, not doesn't matter, and you look at the light, maybe the sun reflected on any surface, or notice everything that is permeated with light. It can be any light, even artificial, it doesn't matter. Just try to get to the essence. Better if it's natural, but it doesn't matter, even if it's artificial. Focus on that light, focus on the reflection of that light somewhere, then close your eyes and visualize that light at the point between the eyebrows in your mind's eye, visualizing the light as if it was present there in the mind's eye. And just try to go there into the place where that light is reflected within your mind. In other words, you see the light in front of you, you close your eyes, you visualize it in the mind's eye, and with your attention, with your mind, you travel there to that point that where that light is reflected, and once you're there, you will see the new resonances of that light, new nuances will appear. And then stay in touch with the light even more and more until you feel that the light is expanding. Until you feel yourself permeated with that light. Get in touch with its essence. Start seeing light as naturally present all around you and in you. In other words, once you get into that light, you will see that you yourself are made of that light even more. This will help you to understand the nature of yourself as pure light and energy, which is really important to do right now. So you start expanding yourself beyond the limit of your body, of the conviction that you are something or whatever. You start analyzing yourself in a different way. You start to understand your true nature. You start to look at yourself from another angle. Another technique that I really love doing is called absorption in sounds. So I'm going to read from my book, The Golden Jewel, to guide you to this technique. And you can practice this technique right now in this moment. And also, you can practice any of these techniques at any moment, you know what I mean? Unless for the helping yourself through somebody else, but you can practice the essence of light and this absorption in the sounds at any moment in your life, wherever you are. When you're not meditating, even when you're walking in the street, when you're on the bus, when you're in the car, wherever. Listen intently to the sounds around you. Relax into them until you see them as immediate manifestations of the awareness of God. Let me repeat that. Listen with intention to the sounds around you. Relax into them until you see them as immediate manifestations of the awareness of God. At this point, unite your awareness with the sounds you can perceive. These sounds are you. Everything you can perceive in your awareness is you. Everything you can perceive, anything you can perceive in your awareness is you. Don't make a story out of these sounds. There's no need to ask yourself where they are coming from or where they are going. Just be there in the immediate manifestation of the sounds and feel them as your own awareness. This technique will put you in a state of meditation after some time you practice it. Therefore, it is really good, for example, to practice before you, as you're going home, if the next thing you're going to do is meditation. Start listening to the sounds around you until you understand that you're emanating from God and your awareness is present in those sounds and the awareness of God is present in those sounds. Therefore, those two things through the sounds are united. And this is a very important point because it's exactly the same concept that we have with the sound Om. The Om is the sound emanating from the God, from God, from the universe, which has the power to reconnect you to the Christ consciousness and to God after that. Therefore, this technique of listening and being absorbed in the sound, by understanding those sounds are emanating from God and your awareness is present in those sounds, for you are actually creating a bridge that connects you back to the source. That's why it will bring you in a meditative state very easily. Well, there are so many other techniques. I invite you to go to my website and sign up for your free account, www.jcelestia.com. Get my little book, The Golden Jewel, Meditations for Divine Attunement. I think it's an invaluable book. There are techniques that are really effective that I've been practicing for years, and I've tested their effectiveness on myself and on all the people who've been practicing them. Go there, get this little book. For download, it's $3. $3, it's nothing. You can download it, and I will give you access to the book. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. I will be here next week at 10 p.m. Pacific on BBS Radio, Vincent Sandy, Awareness of the Soul. Thank you for listening. See you next week. Bye.